Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My God. Manly had 55% completion.
Oh, yuck.
Holy shit.
Save it for Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, let's get into last game. Titans v Manly. Great win for the Titans. Like, yeah, okay, they leaked 24 points, but look, we're talking, this is the Titans. I thought their attack looked the best it's looked literally all year.
Yep, and there was, mate, when I saw Tino was ruled out,
I thought they
I
were going to
oh my God.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get the house, belted.
Like, yeah.
Belted. I said it to you last week, and I might have sounded like a crazy person. Is Tanner Boyd a genuine the guy? I know it's a small sample size, but like there was even reports like Sexton may not play again this year. I feel like they look like a better side at the moment with Tanner at seven.
I was just waiting for Sexton to come back into the side. I just thought I must have given him a week. And then when he didn't come in, I sort of went, geez, I don't know. Like, because then it also meant that they played Aaron Clark at nine. Like, it just made no sense to me to do what they did. But, yeah, he was really good, Tanner Boyd. I've always been a big fan of him.
Well, he was the Australian seven schoolboys, wasn't he?
He's a gun.
And he's been fucking slaving away at 9 and 14.
God.
I don't understand. Anyway, we'll talk about the positives. I thought Tanner Boyd was really good, really good. I thought Fifita's try was fucking Jesus, honestly. See, and guess what? It come off. Good ball. He got a ball where he got to isolated players. He was running onto it. He wasn't flat-footed. And guess who are the two players he broke tackle? Schuster and Aloyo.
Yeah.
Big fucking boys. And it was all because he got to isolate Schuster and push through the line. I think Brimo deserves such a rap, man. For a year that has been so bad for the Titans, every game Brimo is turning up, impacting the game. What did you boys think about the Titans?
Yeah, I think AJ was sensational. I thought Bo Fermor was really good as well. Fuck, he's been a find for them. Just out of now, like he'll never be on the 100 list or anything, but he just puts in every single week, Bo Fermor. Big fan of him. I thought the Titans were very good. Great to see them winning. It's just been such a fucking tough year to watch for them. So I enjoyed watching them get up yesterday afternoon. I don't know what I'm going to get next week.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know what's going on. To expect next week. Who they got next week?
No, I'm not sure, but
yeah.
Just savor it, Titans fans. Fuck, who cares? Honestly, you won. Enjoy it. And it was a good, solid win.
44 points.
Yeah, bloody oath. Yes, that's winnable. Oh, we said it.
Yeah, I think they will win it. Sorry, yeah.
Can't wait for that one.
I wonder. I'd love to know what Kieran Foran was thinking, standing on the other side, looking over, going, "Like, yeah, that they won. It was great, but like, yeah, I just don't know what that team's going to look like next year. So, someone big's going to have to miss." And I honestly thought 4 weeks ago Toby Sexton was the safest one.
Yeah, same.
He might be in the most danger now, which is just so typical of the Titans that it can change so quickly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I think it broke after we were on last week, but Sam Verrill's signing as well.
Really good signing.
Great signing.
Really good signing.
A good weekend for the Titans. You watch Sam Verrill's brain it for the Chooks, and then they get this win.
Four and coming.
There's positive
signs. I put it this way. Even though Dragons, like, finished higher, I actually am more excited for Titans next year with who they've brought into the club. With Dragons, they may finish better next year than the Titans. My just concern is I don't see any progress there. You know, in saying that, they've got Ben Hunt, who is literally one of the best players in the competition. But honestly, Verrills and Foran really excite me for the Titans. They really do. Mm. What do you think, Timmy?
Yeah, you boys touched on most of them already. Same thing. I thought when Tino's ruled out, it was going to be one-sided very much. They're just great to see the Titans humming in attack again. They made a name for it last season, even though they conceded a lot, scoring a lot of points. And it was just like last season for me. They obviously had their issues there, particularly defensively. But humming in attack, Bowie Furmore, just fantastic. So consistent in a struggling side. Mm. I mean, realistically, you mentioned the completion rate of Manly. Enjoy the week for what it was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get any false ideas of what might come at the end of the year, but a win's a win. They scored a lot of points. Happy days. Goodbye to them.
Now, Manly. Is it concern time?
I think so. I think the...
Do you think the incident in the middle of the year...
100%.
Has rattled them?
Yeah, it seems that way. I don't. Well, what else could you put this sudden...
I haven't seen Manly play like this in... like 2018, like 4 or 5 years. I've never seen a Manly side play like this.
And in the most respectful way possible, it was the fucking Titans.
Mate.
Like, they are a team that have shown the entire year that if you put 30 minutes of good footy on them, they will roll over.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe how poor Manly were.
Yep.
Conceding 44 points.
The Titans missed more tackles than the Manly. So Manly had 55% of the ball. The Titans missed more tackles.
Jesus.
There's got to be more going on at Manly.
Manly had 40 less runs. Titans missed more tackles. Holy heckers. They had equal line breaks as well. Like, wow.
They finish with Sharks, Canberra, Bulldogs. There's a good chance they lose every single game after the incident.
Do you reckon Desi can galvanise them?
That's been the thing that surprised me. I mean, that's been his bread and butter for the last 15
years.
Well,
I mean, the weird thing was is I feel like their best match was when... the situation happened. Like, they came out ripping and tearing. And, like, when I watched these guys play on Sunday, like, this isn't the Manly side that we know. Like, they don't look anywhere near as committed for each other. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue that didn't rattle them because, you know, for a side that's been so gritty for such a long time and really, you know, they get up against adversity so well, they were just... they were disgraceful on the weekend. Playing for a final spot against the side on the bottom of the ladder and they get 44 points put on them. They weren't even, what? I don't think they were missing any players either, were they?
Well, not really.
Pretty close to full strength. So Manly fans would have been gutted watching that.
Yeah. I cannot believe it. I never thought I'd see, well... I mean, every club has these poor games. You look at the Broncos when they were struggling, but this just feels like it's come out of nowhere because a few weeks ago, we were sitting here saying how impressed we were with the fact that they lost Tom Trbojevic and they circled the wagons, they galvanised. And then the report came out the week of the game that if Desi doesn't win this game, he's in trouble. And also that they haven't enacted an extension, like as if to say that Desi might not even be the coach next year. Which is crazy to me. Crazy to think. Like, Desi to get... have they not learnt the lesson? Desi is the guy. He can get them to a premiership. They were in a prelim.
Yeah.
Like...
it's not Desi's fault.
Oh, mate.
There's Tom Trbojevic, their best player on Big Money, who basically doesn't play all season. They've, you know, the saga a couple of weeks ago. Like, all of that's out of Desi's hands.
Oh, man. I just...
can't believe, and without going into it, I just can't believe that they'd put him out there for the press conference.
No, exactly. Yeah.
The fuck is that about?
Mm. Yeah.
There has to be more to that.
As in the press, like as in press conference, yeah, and then potentially
like how
second?
On earth could the whoever's making these decisions at Manly go, okay, we'll put the coach out there to wear this one, we'll hang him out to dry, and then 3 weeks later when they go shit, go, maybe we need to change a coach.
Mate, it's bizarre.
Buy a fucking mirror. Good God.
It's bizarre. I like won't get more into that press conference, but yeah. The fact that there was an admin there is very surprising to me. And now
they're pushing reports that it's
that he might be out.
His fault. Like, yeah. I just Oh man.
I'm worried this could get worse before it gets better.
I think it definitely, yeah.
And now, if there is one man, the mad scientist, it's Desi Hassel that can turn this around. And we said that even when it all happened. I thought personally he handled the situation really, really well. But I am really concerned. That performance is so out of the blue for me, for a Manly side, that impresses me every week. I just, yeah. So hopefully they can turn it around. I really, really hope they can. Because they're exciting to watch. They really are. They've really become a team that I enjoy watching Manly. Just they battle, and when their back's against the wall, they seem to turn up. So anyway, that's us done and dusted, guys. Done and dusted.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Make sure to give at Rugby Lou Guru a follow on Instagram and also subscribe podcast and SC Playbook. Make sure to grab a case of Bloke in a Bar. Also, grab a dad shirt. Go to bloke.shop. We've got plenty of stuff there. Got anything to say, boys?
Beers and break-evens. We'll be back on Wednesday. So if you'd like to join us there on YouTube.
Beers and break-evens. Make sure to be there. And as usual, I'll go and fuck myself. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.